The time is 9:30 p.m., 1 hour after the participants have eaten sugar cubes saturated with LSD. We hear Brian and his fellow travelers observing their gradual transformation. His friends by chewing on some plastic flashbulbs. Gradually changing, he orders all of his friends into another room, closes the door. He sits alone on the wooden floor, visible only by the dim light shining from the bathroom. He talks to himself. The time is now 1 a.m. Brian is unable to snap his fingers and terminate the trip, which continues. Brian's rocky journey ended 12 hours after it so innocently had begun. He was shattered by it.
Thank you. I was crossing the snowfields in front of the Capitol building. It was Christmas, and I was alone. Strange city, strangers were friends, and I was broke. As the Carolines sang its song, I dreamt of success. I would be the best. I would make my folks proud. I would be happy. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened. Yes, there are nods in my direction, clap of hands, a knowing smile. So did I. Almost.
I'm high.
On Yosemite. The big gray wall.
Fear of falling.
Where to put my foot next?
Just stay here.
I'm afraid I'm gonna fall.
Be at one with the mountain.
I whispered in the air.
Fear of falling.
Fear of failure.
Failure.
Fear of losing my hair.
Falling, 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 falling.
It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened. People come up and say hello. Okay. I can get to the front of the line, but you have to ignore the looks and... feeling of contentment, that ease at night when you put your head down and the rhythm's slow to sleep. My head sways and eyes start awake. I'm there, not halfway between sleep and death, but looking into eyes wide open, trying to remember what I might have done, should have done. At my age, I need serenity. I need peace. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened.
T.J. Kirkster, Mr. Bill Shatner from Has Been, and It Hasn't Happened Yet. Lemon Jelly before that from their latest, and little Bill Shatner in there as well. Porcupine Tree from Stars Die. True Myth from a West Coast Canadian release of 1979. And Song of the World, we heard Welcome to the North from The Music. Depeche Mode back there, a little Godley and Cream, a little Laurie Anderson, a little White Stripes, a little Buck 65, and we went way, way back to Poo Poo Caca and the Bum Bums. And I'm waiting for that contentment, too. Hasn't happened yet. This is Stephen Malcolmus on CKCU.
Top of the deck, warm and direct. No more shoes, no more news, no more news. I ring
stray thoughts. They are unarranged. All my stray thoughts. They are impaled. All my stray thoughts. They are unarranged. All my stray thoughts. They are impaled.
We give me sad and compliment. Giving our drops in the moment. Such a moving principle. Time and time and time again. We love our life as human. Never. Bear me your contrarian thought, 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 thought,
send you wild, lost in a pile of old shoes, of old blues, of old blues. A gallery of vivid dreams, torn and extreme.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
integrated crowd sound in a live recording. That's something called Freeform Funkified Filth. From a release called Energy for the Universe from the Center of a Volcano, recorded in 1972 in Diamond Head Crater. Carlos Santana and Buddy Miles live, 1972. Before that, some Mahavishnu Orchestra from The Visions of the Emerald Beyond. Peter Gabriel before that from the soundtrack from Long Walk Home, and an instrumental version of Digging in the Dirt. We heard Beck from his latest Guero and Earthquake Weather. We started that off with Stephen Malkmus from his very recent, very latest Face the Truth and No Man's Shoes. God, I sound cheerful, don't I? Little do you know that inside I am a seething sea of agony.